Just been a night for the Rafters, opening day. A lot of fans trickled in. Like I said, the attendance today was around 896 people made their way. That ball popped up into the third baseman and Jack Basir, who makes a routine catch for the second out. That will get out Heffel. But as I said, you know, 896 people were here cheer on their Rafters, and just a night where, you know, not a lot has gone right at all. They got that one run in the bottom of the fifth, but since then, it was 6-1 at that point, but then four more as Q Phillips will take in the left-handed batter. As he's down in the count, 0-1, there's a strike from Tucker Hunn. But you hope that you can just a short memory, and that's something that ball driven out and a high ball into Voth, who makes a catch, reaches out with the glove and makes the catch. There is a third out. Rafters allow three runs. Once again, down 10-1. We'll be back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Can the Rafters make some magic here? We'll be back here on WFHR 97.5. We'll take a quick break.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We return here from Witterfield on the bottom of the eighth on WFHR 97.5. Joey Fear with you. The Rafters down 10-1 as Logan Hugo will step in the batter's box shortly. Great promotions here from the Rafters. Roscoe P. Rafter, the mascot, out on the left field line. A lot to look forward to this season. Make no mistake about it. 35 more home games will be here. And 71 more games. Can the Rafters make some magic here? They got two innings to do it. And here is Hugo against Jaeger, and upstairs for a pitch. But look, you know, they're down 10-1, and Hugo up in the count 1-0. Earlier today, Green Bay and Fond du Lac. Green Bay was up 10-2 in that game, and Fond du Lac came all the way back, tied 10-10 to go into extras. But Green Bay came away with the win, but it shows you here in the Northwoods League, and especially, you know, at the collegiate level, you got teams that can come back with a vengeance. And Hugo sends one up the middle into center field. That starts things off at the bottom of the eighth. So Logan Hugo with a smacker up the middle. So there's what you need. That's what you need to get things going. As Logan takes first, and here's Brant Voth now. Some late game heroics for the Rafters. Is that going to be in store? They got to get one run at a time. Down 10-1. There's the seventh hit of the game. So here's Brant Voth. And a wild pitch sending back at the back track, so that's going to move Hugo to second. And just like that, runner in scoring position off of two pitches. Jaeger frustrated at himself on that one. Voth up in the count 1-0. Brent Voth he's been injured. He's been around the country. And now he takes a strike 1-1. You know, in 2021 at the JUCO level, John A. Logan College, he appeared in 18 games behind the dish before he had a season-ending injury. As Jaeger looks back over to second, pushing Hugo to first. You know, he was at Simi Valley High School when he earned Coastal Canyon League All-League honors as a senior. Here's Voth, takes a strike, and Jaeger evens up this count at one apiece. Roscoe P. Rafter down in the attendance, taking pictures with fans. And they're going to see a lot of Roscoe this year. Fans come on down to Witter Field. Mascot, and it's exciting here. It's an exciting time here in Wisconsin Rapids. A beautiful summer evening. As Voth steps out of the bag, regathers himself. He's down 1-2 in the count. Here's the 1-2. Jaeger looks over, steps, regathers, and makes the pitch. The 1-2, and got Voth down looking. Brent Voth. He's been walked twice today and struck out there. Frustrating day. He's a heck of a player. Going to be excited to see more of him, but just wasn't able to get a hit or get on base. As Levi Jensen, the catcher, will step in on the right-handed batter's box. A North Alabama product. And sees a ball go on the outside edge. So Hugo started things off with a line drive up the middle. Since then, Rafters have struck out. Here's the 1-0. Outside. Two balls, zero strikes. One out. Here's the 2-0. Ball inside. Now Jensen way up in the count. 3-0. Three balls and a strike with one out. And the Rafters make some magic. Jensen sees a strike. One out, and here is the 3-1 from Levi Jensen. Can he make something happen? And he sees the fourth ball and will take first. So that puts the Rafters two people on. Jensen on first and Hugo on second. And this is going to put up Sam Schmidt, the lefty. Pitched a couple innings here to start the game. Was the opening day starter. Here is Schmidt now, the lefty. Rafters need some runs. And Heffel is going to have a word with this pitcher, Nick Jaeger. Just saying to calm things down. Beautiful night here in Wisconsin Rapids. 67 degrees. Perfect weather for baseball. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Chinook's got a run in the top of the first. Added to their lead with two runs in the top of the third. And then three more in the top of the fifth. Rafters got one back in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the sixth. top of the sixth for the Chinooks with another run, and then top of the eighth with three runs. As a ball outside of the corner, and a 1-0 count here for Sam Schmidt. Now, Schmidt had 21 runs and 13 hits, 11 RBIs this year as he sends one back towards behind home plate for a foul ball. He had 11 RBIs where he hit three versus Westchester back on March the 31st. A home run against Bluefield State, batting an average of 181. Known for him being a pitcher, but he can do so at the plate. He ducks one. That ball goes in the dirt. 2-1 count. Two balls and a strike. Hugo on second. Jensen on first. And here's the 2-1. Schmidt swinging a miss. There's strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Outside on the 2-2 pitch. So now three balls and two strikes here with one out. Mind you, Jensen on first. Hugo had a line drive up the middle to start the inning off, so he's on second. Hugo Schmidt, the left-hander. Here's the payoff. Outside, and there is ball four. So now bases are loaded here in the bottom of the eighth. Schmidt on first, Jensen on second. And Logan Hugo on third. So Brandon Rogers, the only person today to cross home plate for the Rafters and the Iowa Western product, in a position to possibly get some runs across the plate. Manager having a word with Jaeger as he is deciding to have, you know, a couple words and tell his pitcher that you got to slow down a little bit. Heffel is on the mound as well. But as I said, you know, with the Northwoods League, you know, this is one game, but you got to have short-term memory. And the Rafters in a position here to get some momentum going. You know, a 9 runs is a lot, but hey, we've seen anything, you know, especially in the Northwoods League. And, you know, a possibility to make some noise here late in this game in the bottom of the eighth. Here is Brandon Rogers, the Mount Carmel, Illinois product in Iowa Western Community College. Possibly could have been drafted out of high school, but chose a community college route, and he swings and a miss. There's strike one. Boy, he went after that one. Looking to be aggressive. Rafter fans are extremely loyal here. They are trying to get loud and cheer on their team. Here's the 0-1 count with one out. Rogers swings one, and that laces a ball into center field. Heading for home is Hugo. Rounding third, another one's home is Jensen, and there is an RBI. Two runs scored in the bottom of the eighth. And look at that, Brandon Rogers, a big RBI. That was massive. Rafters needed it. 10-3 is the score. Jensen and Hugo get home. That forces Sam Schmidt to get to third, and Rogers on first, only with one out. Can the rally get going here late in this one in Wisconsin Rapids? Ty Johnson, who's had an RBI today out of Flower Mound, Texas. Rogers on first, Schmidt on third, and a chance to cut into this deficit. 10-3 here. And a hard hit ground ball through the right field line into the right fielder of Sean Tillman. Another one gets home for the Rafters in Sam Schmidt. That's three straight runs, and now it's 10-4. Here come the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters down 10-1, and now three straight to cut into this deficit. 10-4, a big hit there from Ty Johnson. That's his second RBI of the day, and now 10-4. Uh-oh. Something brewing here in Wisconsin Rapids. Now taking the bag now is Jack Basir. Rogers at third and Ty Johnson at first. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt. That one goes at the back track. Getting home is Brandon Rogers, and that's the fourth straight run. Now it's 10-5. And getting all the way from first to third is Ty Johnson. A wild pitch there from Yeager. Uh-oh, four runs here in the bottom of the eighth. As I said, anything can happen in the Northwoods League. Can we see some magic here late? Rafters, four runs. 10-5. That was a wild pitch from Yeager. Bounced over the head of Heffel. And Brandon Rogers, an easy run home. So now, at second, is Ty Johnson. Johnson had to retrieve back to second. Here's the pitch from Yeager. A swing and a miss from Basir. And how they even up the count at one apiece. A chance for the Rafters. It was nine runs. Now it's five. Here's the 1-1. Down in the dirt. There's the second ball. And a 2-1 count. Only one out here. Sixteen to nine in favor of the Chinooks on the hitting end. But here come the Rafters. That ball hit left side for a foul. Fans are getting into it. Stomping, clapping their feet. It's getting loud here at Witter Field. Loudest it's been. 10-5. Four runs here. Biggest inning of the season. Here in the bottom of the eighth. And well done from Jack Basir to stay alive. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. One out. Here goes Jack Basir, the Pepperdine product. Can the bats continue? The 3-2, a swing and a miss. Strike three. Basir went after it on the outside edge, but was caught swinging. Two outs. Yeager's day looks like it possibly could be done. So Ty Johnson is on second. Four runs here in the bottom of the eighth. Basically everybody in the infield having a word on the mound as a pitching change is in store. Nick Yeager's day is done. Had a decent day so far, but since then the Rafters four straight here in the bottom of the eighth. And it looks like Ryan Sell will be the one to take the mound for the Rafters. Came out of nowhere. I mean, it was 10-1 and four straight here in the bottom of the eighth for the Rafters. A couple hits, a couple wild pitches, and now a chance. The Rafters have now put themselves in a position where if they can possibly get one, two runs home here, they may have a chance to get back into this ball game. Ryan Sell, who will be the one to step on the mound out of Rock Valley Community College, the sophomore out of Muskego, Wisconsin. Excuse me. Ryan Sell did not, it is not Sell. It looked like a six, it is a five. Caden Morton will be the one to step on the mound. Excuse me. Milwaukee School of Engineering product. Went to Mondelein, Illinois. From Mondelein, Illinois. He's a rising junior. So now the right-hander will be the one. Looked like it was Sal there for a bit. But now it's going to be Morton. So out of Mundelein, Illinois, and Milwaukee School of Engineering. We've seen a couple players today from the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Wouldn't think you would have a great program based on the name, School of Engineering, but it certainly does. They have a lot of talented guys. So a four-run inning, and it's not done yet for the Rafters. Ty Johnson on second. Two outs here, and Shane Taylor, who is a prolific hitter for Utah Tech, And he makes some magic here in Wisconsin. Taylor the lefty on Caden Morton, the right-handed pitcher. Music has dimmed, and it is getting serious here. Here we go. Two outs, four runs in the bottom of the eighth. Johnson on second. Here is Shane Taylor, the left-hander. The pitch down in the dirt. There's the first ball, and Taylor up in the count early. The second pitch on the way, and a curveball paints the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 here. Heffel having a word with Caden Morton. Remind you, it was 10-1 heading into this inning. Rafters looked dead in the water. But since then, they've had four runs and now trying to add to it. Can they make some magic? Here we go. One ball and a strike, two outs for Shane Taylor. The 1-1. Way inside. That goes down in the dirt. Heffel couldn't get there. Johnson advances to third. Couldn't corral it, was Heffel into the glove. So that puts Johnson in prime scoring position. A base hit surely will send him home. Taylor, 2-1. Morton looks it off and now likes it. Inside, Taylor, a hard hit ground ball over to first. Morton runs to first, and then there it is, the third out. But not before the Rafters get four runs and now have a chance to have, bring back some life. I got to get this out in the top of the ninth, go no runs, and then have a chance here in the bottom of the ninth to make something happen. But a big inning for the Rafters, biggest all game, and we'll be back here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here from Witter Field as A.J. Taylor drives one into right field, into the glove of Logan Hugo, who makes an easy grab. But the Rafters get four runs in the bottom of the eighth. And now down 10-5 with an early out there from A.J. Taylor. So Nate Miskowski will step on the home plate now and a chance for him to add to his unbelievable day. had an RBI, has had a single, has been around the bases, surely as Tucker Hunn looking to get this one out. So one out. There's the first ball on Mizkowski. Here's the 1-0. Curveball outside corner. There's the second ball. Two out. And a ball lashed out into right field is Nate Mizkowski. So he's going to take first, and they've had no answer for him. They've thrown him four different pitchers, and he's just really had his way with anybody. So he's going to be on first. Now Josh Overbeek will be the one. Step in the left-handed batter's box. One out here. Raptor fans have stayed around. You know, they believe that their team possibly make a comeback. Yeah, they're out hit 17-9. But you wonder, that ball foul tipped off the left ankle of Overbeek. But you wonder if those four errors for the Raptors didn't happen, would this game be closer? And I can tell you it certainly will be, would have been, but that hasn't been the case. A brand new roster and a coaching staff with Kirk Schreider, who was at his third season. So a lot to look forward to for this team as that ball hit back. And for the second strike, and one hit fouled towards the backtrack. 0 balls and 2 strikes here with 1 out. Here's the 0-2 from Hunn, looks at Jensen, shakes it off, and now comes set. 0-2 outside. First ball. Been a beautiful night and a beautiful evening in Wisconsin Rapids. Picturesque. 1-2. Popped up high to deep left center. Rogers says he's under it and makes the call to Voth to not go for as Rogers reaches out. Easy grab. The 2 outs. Daniel Pacella, the left fielder out of Mundelein, Illinois, and the Illinois State product. So Raptors having some words, and so is the Chinooks down here at home plate. The third base coach with Pacella having a word. So A.J. Taylor on first. Excuse me, Mizkowski on first. 2 outs here for the Raptors in the top of the ninth. They will have a chance to have one of the most unbelievable comebacks. Will they be able to do it? And they got to get this third out here in the top of the ninth. And outside for a ball. Raptors have had a day where it's been tough on the defensive side. And they got the bats going in the bottom of the eighth, and there is a ball outside. 2-0. 2-0 count here on Pacella. Hunn still at the mound with Mizkowski on first. 2-0. Outside. And once again, there is the third ball. So Hunn with 2 outs, trying to get this third out and send the Raptors on the offensive end. And there is 4 straight balls. Hunn got him high, so Pacella will take first, and that will move Mizkowski to second. And now Adam Kootway will be the one to step in on the right-handed batter's box. And Kootway lashes a ball out to right field, right into the glove of Logan Hugo, who makes a routine catch. So 1-2-3 for the Rafters after Mizkowski gets on. And we will head to the bottom of the ninth. Can the Rafters make a push here, or will they fall here in the first game of the 2023 Northwoods League? Find out here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here on WFHR 97.5. Well, a pitching change is in store for the Lakeshore Chinooks, as they have Ryan Karst, the University of Illinois Chicago product out of Elm Grove, Wisconsin, and a rising sophomore. So to start things off is Kyle Carlson, the Piedmont College product. And he's a guy that they need to get things going. He's made some good contact here today. Hasn't able to have anything big. Here is Carlson down in the dirt, but that's going to be a strike. Wow, they caught that one low. The 0-1 from Karst, swing and a miss, strike two. And the Rafters make some magic, four runs in the bottom of the eighth. Can they add to that here? Fans that have stayed have been loyal. They've been eventful. And there is a swing and a miss. There's strike three. 1-2-3 from Carlson. He goes down swinging. Logan Hugo, who has crossed the home plate today, had a double, flew out a couple times. They need the Eastern Michigan product. Chinooks two outs away, starting the season off a win. The Rafters two outs away from going 0-1 on the season, but remind you, Rafters went 57-15 last year, and they lost their home opener to the Green Bay Rockers 6-5. So, as I said, there's plenty of games for the Rafters, 35 more home games, 71 more games, and there's a swing and a miss, strike one, even in this count up at one apiece. That's been the grind, and that will be the grind of the Northwoods League. You know, you can't really worry about the game before. You have to have short-term memory because you're going to be playing the next day. And there's about four off days in the entire summer for these guys. A wild pitch goes behind to Make this a 2-1 count. Hugo resets. Here's the 2-1 on Karst. Way inside, down by his ankle. It's a 3-1 count. Karst is 6'3", and 225, a rising sophomore. At the Division I level at University of Illinois Chicago. 3-1 from Karst. And upstairs for a ball four. That will put Hugo on first. The Rafters need a rally here. This is going to put Brant Voth up at the plate. The left fielder, as I said, at New Mexico State this year. And just has been on many different teams. A veteran, surely, at the collegiate level. Been in the Northwoods League. Been around playing in different collegiate summer leagues. They need him here. Foul right side on the first baseline. 0-1. One out, Hugo at first. Brant Voth, the lefty. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Oh and two here with one out. Brant Voth. Here's the pitch. The 0-2 inside, and Voth stays alive. There's a ball. 1-2 here with Schmidt, with Hugo on first and one out. Getting on base for Voth would be huge here. The 1-2 serve home. Voth pops one up in the air into shallow left. Overbeek is under it. But coming in time is Daniel Pacella. So Voth pops out. Hugo will remain at first. And one away. Two outs. And one away. Levi Jensen. Potentially the final out of the night. Rafters made some magic in the bottom of the eighth with four runs. But other than that, it was one run in the bottom of the fifth. Can Levi Jensen have something to be proud of here? Jensen fouls one back. 0-1. Two outs. Levi Jensen, the 0-1 count. Here's the pitch, and hits him in the head. Thank God he had a helmet. Jensen. Kirk Schreider heading towards home plate. And he stepped out of the dugout, having a word with the umpire there. Jensen looks to be okay. Boy, he took one right on the head. Thank God he had a helmet there. Jensen looks to be okay. Man. You hate to see that. A wild pitch there as Kirk Schreider steps out. And a trainer coming over to Levi Jensen having a word. Jensen looks to be okay. Just had a checkup on him. And claps around the stadium. That was a scary moment here for Levi Jensen and all the Rafters fans. So Jensen will take first. That's going to put Hugo on second. Now Sam Schmidt, a Salem University product, a Traverse City, Michigan native, in the left-handed batter's box against the right-hander in Karst. Two people on for the Rafters, and a wild pitch. Wasn't able to catch that. Was Ben Heffel. That's going to advance the runners. That's going to put Hugo on third. Move Jensen over to second. And two runners on here for the Rafters. Good, much needed. Some wild pitching has been at the result of the Rafters being with two runners in scoring position. Now, can we get a big play here from Sam Schmidt? Down on the count, 0-1 with two outs. Here's the pitch. Inside, carved him in with a ball. They're going to need Sam Schmidt, who started the day off at the mound. Can he do something? And another wild pitch again from Karst that goes behind Heffel. That's going to send Hugo home for the sixth run. And once again, Karst, that went in between the legs of Ben Heffel, sends Hugo home. 10-6 now. Two outs. Jensen moves to third. Rafters five unanswered runs. Schmidt, two balls and a strike with two outs. The 2-1 upstairs. That's a ball. Schmidt staying alive. Putting on excellent plate discipline. Here, can he stay on the course? There is a three balls and a strike, two outs. 3-1. Another wild pitch again from Karst. Jensen did not go, and the only reason he didn't, that ball went back towards the backtrack, deflected off, and went right to Heffel. That was anything other than that. That could have been a Jensen score, but that's going to be ball four. Put Schmidt on first, Jensen on third, and now once again, Brandon Rogers batting in the nine hole. He's had an RBI today, and now manager having a word with Karst. Ryan Karst, a rising sophomore, having issues closing out this game. And that is possibly leaving the door open for the Rafters. They've had five unanswered, one this inning. They're going to need a big base hit. Going to need to keep getting on base. They only have one out to work with. Two outs down. Their manager heading back towards the dugout. Here we go. The pitch, Rogers, down in the dirt. There's a ball. Brandon Rogers had a base hit, had an RBI today. He's crossed home plate, was the first one to do so in the bottom of the fifth. Yo, one and a wild pitch outside. And now Rogers up in the count, 2-0. So remind you, Jensen is on third and Sam Schmidt is on first. Here's the pitch. And Rogers decided not to go, and thank God he did so. It's three balls and zero strikes, way up in the count. Fans clapping, stomping, trying to cheer on Rogers. Here it is. The 3-0. And outside for the fourth ball. That's going to put the bases loaded. The tying run at home plate with Ty Johnson. The tying run is Ty. Jensen on third, Schmidt on second, and Rogers on first. A chance for the Rafters to make one of the most epic comebacks here on opening day in the Northwoods League. And Ty Johnson decides not to go. That ball was inside, and he's up in the count 1-0. Ty Johnson, a guy that can do so. He's had an RBI single. He's gotten to first base a couple times on base hits. And the McLennan Community College product heading to Baylor next year. Can he do so? There's the first strike, and that evens up the count at one apiece. A ball and a strike and two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Here it is. The 1-1. Johnson hits a ball and breaks his bat. That goes on the right side for a foul. Johnson nailed that ball. Man, he got all of that one, but he cracked his bat while doing so. Remind you, this is a wood bat league. So that could be prone to happen at some times, but unfortunately that's a second strike. So the 1-2 count here for Ty Johnson. Johnson regathers. Remind you, Ty Johnson's the tying run. Two outs here. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded. Can Ty make some magic? The 1-2 serve. Swing. That ball foul tipped. Right at home plate, but that one, poor foul. Johnson staying alive. Possibly some opening day drama. Is it in store? The 1-2 delivery. Outside and upstairs for the second ball. Evens up the count at two apiece. Ty Johnson staying alive. 2-2 count. One cracked bat in the process. The 2-2 serve. Johnson, a ground ball up to Cars, who throws it over to Gregorio and makes the catch. And that will do it. The Lakeshore Chinooks hang on to win 10-6. The Rafters' late game push was not enough as the Chinooks go 1-0 to start the season, and the Rafters fall to 0-1. Chinooks have outhit the Rafters 17-9. And the Rafters, they were down 10-1. Remind you, this game, 5 unanswered to cut into the deficit, 10-6. But the Rafters were not able to make the win. So the Chinooks start things off. They take the first win of this series and their first win of the season. Rafters had some issues, had some errors, where they had 4 errors compared to the Chinooks 1. But a lot to look forward to as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. You can't be worried about this for too long. They're going to be back here tomorrow night right here at Witter Field at a 6:05 first pitch. But, you know, you have to look at this Rafters team as a team that this was opening day. There's things that they're going to have to work on. There was good and bad. They're just going to have to know that, you know, that you got another game tomorrow and basically a game every day after that. They have the Chinooks tomorrow. They got at the Green Bay Rockers on Wednesday. They come home here on Thursday against Green Bay. Then they head to Fond du Lac on Friday and Saturday. But the Chinooks take down the Rafters 10-6. My name's Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. We'll be back on air tomorrow right for first pitch. Glad you're with us. I'm glad you were with us here on opening day.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
To form a union. Don't be denied the wages and benefits you deserve. Come together in a union with the power of numbers. A union is not a privilege, it's your right, and it will make a difference. Contact Teamsters Local 1932, a powerful and successful labor union in San Bernardino, by visiting teamsters1932.org/organize to start today.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. I want to quick get to a couple of quick emails. Ron from Riverside, California, listening on KCAA. I said, Rick, I heard your interview with Dr. Michael Belzer discussing the trucking industry, and I have led a similar life as the two of you. watching a once proud, solidly middle-class industry turn into what it is today. Back in the day, truckers were stewards of the road, he says. In the middle of the night, if someone was in need, they were always willing to lend a hand to a stranded motorist. With everyone in such a big hurry and racing against the clock, it's not just sweatshop on wheels, but a cutthroat sweatshop. It's getting worse, and I can't wait until I retire in 3 years. I feel for the next generation. If there is a next generation. Round, I feel fairly confident that there's going to be. I believe there will be. I think they're going to, I'm hoping folks will band together. And like I said in the last segment, the hope is that we start talking about what kind of an economy, what kind of jobs we want to have, and people start standing together. The economic stuff is where we can agree, where the working class can come together. If we can put the other divisions aside for a bit and come together on, on this, on the kitchen table economic stuff, maybe there is a hope. Maybe. Miguel from Fontana, California asks, Rick, just found your show. Love the fact that you're talking about working people. My question is, the trucking industry is a source of employment for so many. What happens? What they automate and all the drivers out of work? My son is learning right now to be a truck driver. What future does he have? The industry is desperate in this moment, but I fear the big companies use the pandemic as an excuse to push automation. What are your thoughts? I don't disagree. They're going to try as hard as they can and as fast as they can to automate. I've said for a while that in the next 10 to 15 years, all of the long haul jobs could be in jeopardy. You look at where I live in Pennsylvania, you could easily put a set of doubles or a truck on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and run it right through Ohio on the Turnpike, right through Indiana on the Turnpike, right into Chicago, where you'd have someone meeting on each end. It would never have to stop. That could be a first leg. And look, they're already running out west in Nevada and Arizona. We already know that that's going on. They're doing a lot of testing and a lot of trials and have been for several years. The reality is this is where we have to be pushing our legislature to put strict guidelines in place for where and when they're used, because it's going to happen. And this is where we can't be afraid of technology. We've got to control technology, and we've got to have a system and an economy that when people do lose their jobs, and they will, that they're going to be taken care of. We've got to learn the lessons of every step forward technologically and make sure that those people who are going to be harmed by it are made whole. Not just, we're going to give you a little trade adjustment assistance, or here's a little bit of extra unemployment. Maybe we'll get you a certificate at the community college. No. This has got to be made. You got to be made whole. There's got to be a cost to this technological advancement that is going to consolidate even more profits into the hands of the already wealthy. The technological gains of the future have got to be widespread. We cannot continue to allow these advancements to be hoarded at the top. This is kind of where my mindset has been for a very long time. We have got to make sure that this is something that we fight for, something that we make sure that we demand of our legislature.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, Broadcasting